If you missed open enrollment for Obamacare and are without health insurance, I have good news for you. Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate and the president of Benefits by Design. The federal government has reopened enrollment for Obamacare health insurance beginning March 15th, which means you can apply for health insurance with one of our licensed exchange certified agents who will walk you through the process to see if you qualify for a subsidy that could pay for all or part of your health insurance. And how much does using one of our licensed agents cost you? Nothing. That's right, it costs you nothing, and we're there to help you 24/7 after you enroll. So don't miss this second chance. Call 913-385-2224. That's 913-385-2224, or online at americashealthcareadvocate.com. Once again, that phone number, 913-385-2224, or online at americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
If you are listening to an encore presentation of Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Far and far Bombay, come fly with me, let's fly.
Happy Flag Day. It's June 14th, everybody. I know some of our affiliates carry us on a one-day or one-week delay, so in your mind, scroll backwards if you're listening in one of those markets. But today is Flag Day, and that's a big deal. As a matter of fact, I have to remind my husband to go put out our big flag. We have a flag from when I was a Girl Scout leader. Yes, I became a Brownie leader and then flew up with my troop when my daughter wanted to be a Brownie and a Girl Scout, and there was no mommy stepping up to the plate to be a leader, so I grew another arm. And that was a wonderful experience for all of you who, you know, I don't even know how to explain to you the joy of working with, playing with, learning with little people. And you do all these honorary things and color guard things and whatever. And I decided to get us a flag that I bought. Didn't come out of troop funds. By going to, you write a letter to your congressman. And you can go online and you'll see at the U.S. government site about buying a flag. And you can, at the time I bought them, you could buy cotton, you could buy nylon, and it came in two or three sizes. And I decided to buy nylon because cotton flags fall apart too quick. And when you buy one through your congressman's office, that flag has actually flown over the Capitol building, and there is either one or two people who all day long do nothing but hoist flags up to the top and then bring it down again. So it might fly over the Capitol for 15 seconds, but it has flown over the Capitol, which makes it even more special. And then they bring it down, fold it up, and mail it to you. And this is so many years ago, I don't know that how much I paid for it is even relevant, but the pricing is dependent on the size you buy and the fabric you buy it in. And one of the reasons I bought it and used it with the troop was that when I knew these little girls are going to grow up and, you know, move on to junior high school and other troops and elsewhere in scouting or maybe not, I didn't want to give up that flag. So those people who know my house, when you see that big, big American flag hanging off the deck, that flew over the Capitol building. Very cool. I went to a hotel in Portugal, in Lisbon. It's called The Trip, T-R-Y-P. Is it T-R-Y-P? Is there an E at the end of that? No. T-R-Y-P. It was a European brand I think it was a brand developed by Amelia Hotels, which is a Spanish company, was acquired by Wyndham Hotels. They are wonderful hotels. I stayed in two of them. Wake up, girl. I stayed in two of them. One in downtown Portugal, which is still only 10 minutes from the airport, in downtown Lisbon. You can tell I went to sleep really late last night. That's because we've been watching the second season on Netflix of House of Cards, and I wasn't going to sleep till I saw the last episode, which was, I left at about 2 in the morning. I stayed in the Trip Hotel in downtown Lisbon, which is only 10 minutes from Lisbon Airport. And then they have one that is literally 150 feet from the terminal. It's just across this little teeny service road between the terminal and the Trip at Lisbon Airport. They had, and I've forgotten which hotel it is. I think it's the downtown hotel, but it might have been the airport hotel. One of the two hotels has a series of flagpoles out in front and the flags of many countries, particularly representative of where their guests come from. The American flag is a bit tattered. And I promised the general manager that I was going to send him a new American flag to fly at the hotel. So I'm saying this on the air, so I stick to my promise, because we've been back from there since February and I haven't done it yet. So I'm going to write to, I'm going to do that, what I just instructed you. Go to your, go online, find out how much it is. Write to your congressman, send the money along, don't send cash, send the check along. You may at this point be able to buy it online and put, you know, charge it. I don't know, because I did this decades ago, long before the internet. And I'm going to send it off to Lisbon, so the Trip Hotel has not just a new American flag that's not tattered on the edges, but one that flew over the Capitol building. And I thought that'd be a nice thing to think about on Flag Day, and I'm going to do it first thing Monday. But because it is Flag Day, what comes to mind? What comes to mind for you, David Isby, when you think of the American flag?
Patriotic, patriotism.
Okay, anything else? Any person come to mind? Oh, look at you.
How about Betty White?
Betty White from Golden Girls, or that woman, or Betty Crocker from the cookbook. No, my dear, it's Betsy Ross. Did you not pass Civics 101?
You think you're sleep deprived.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. This is a man with two children under five.
I don't even know what day it is. Oh, it's Flag Day.
Be careful of those buttons you push over there. Well, we're going to go off.
Get the delay ready.
Yeah, right. For sure. Well, no, I want to get the delay ready in hour three today.
Why? Who's coming?
We have Derek Warfield from the Young Wolftones, a wonderful Irishman. And when I sent him a note saying, remember, this is live broadcast, don't say any naughty words, he said, I never say naughty words, but I have seen him perform, so I know better.
You know better.
Not only that, what is considered naughty here is normal. Oh, yeah. On radio in Ireland. I mean, it's just normal. We are very puritanical. Anyway, stay with me because we're going to go off to talk with the director at the Betsy Ross House in Philadelphia here on Flag Day. What could be more wonderful? Stay with me because we're doing it right after this.
Stephanie Abrams travel shows are brought to you by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Get ready for another exciting season at Symphony Hall in Boston. Tickets are on sale at bso.org or by calling 888-266-1200.
I am thrilled on this very busy, very full agenda Flag Day to have Lisa Mulder, the director of the Betsy Ross House in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, on the line with me. I have to imagine you sell lots of flags in your gift shop.
We do. Flags from all periods in American history.
Oh, how cool is that? Because I've always wanted a flag with the 13 stars in a circle, the colonial flag.
We've got them.
Wow. I have to do that. But I have to come shopping and whatever. Do you sell any flags that have flown over either your building, the Betsy Ross House, or over the Capitol?
We do, actually. We have a flagpole in our courtyard, and we do a flag raising every morning at 10 o'clock with Betsy Ross, of course. and we actually sell the flags that we raise over the house each day. And so you can buy one that was just done on some random day, or if you have a special day that you want to commemorate, we'll fly a flag specifically for you for that date.
Right, for somebody's birthday or anniversary or graduation or...
Yep, or the military day, anniversary or something like that, yep.
That's phenomenal.
A great gift idea.
Well, I'm glad I thought about all of that. I have to do something about getting an American flag to the Trip Hotel in Lisbon. Because, you know, it's lovely to see your flag flying, but when it's all threadbare along the edges like somebody's old jeans, that's not so pretty.
And I, right,
right. And I know they meant no disrespect, but, you know, wind will do that. Plus, I think it was a very poorly constructed flag that they had to begin with, and that's why it looked a little strange and peculiar. We're going to take
right, and I'm assuming somebody from another country wouldn't quite understand the U.S. flag code and the proper method of disposing of a worn flag.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I got to deal with all of that with these fine folks because there's a strong American connection there, and, you know, they really mean it as a part of a warm, hospitable welcome, and, you know, for somebody that understands protocol as it relates to the American flag, it's a little bit uncomfortable. So, and I have been lax.
Right.
This happened in February. This is now June. I got to get on this Monday. So the flag day was my kick in the pants. We're going to take a quick break and come right back talking with Lisa Moulder, who is the director of the Betsy Ross House. And for those of you who are new to American history, the designer and first maker of an American flag, stay with me.
Amtrak's historic Great Dome Car starts service September 27th through November 2nd between New York's Albany Rensselaer train station and Montreal, Canada. Board the Adirondack between New York City's Penn Station to connect with the Dome Car in Albany. Experience the splendor of upstate New York's fall foliage with upper-level windows on all sides and skyward, providing panoramic views of tree colors, sweeping vistas of Lake Champlain and the Adirondack Mountains. Dome Car seats are unreserved and available on a first-come, first-served basis. Take advantage of the available 15% discount off regular full adult fares starting at $53 one way. And one child with a paid adult passenger receives a 50% discount. Reserve now at Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com to reserve your seat on Amtrak's historic Great Dome Car. Starting service September 27th through November 2nd between New York's Albany Rensselaer train station and Montreal, Canada. Save this date, November 8th at 5 p.m. at the Betsy Hotel in Miami Beach, South Beach, Florida, where you'll join Stephanie Abrams for a wine and cheese reception at the Betsy Writers Room, hosted by hotel owner Jonathan Plutzik for a Meet the Author chat. Stephanie will read an excerpt of her acclaimed novel, Rumors, do a book signing for those who show up with rumors in hand, or acquire rumors at the event. And if you have any travel inquiries, she'll be happy to answer your questions, too. See you on November 8th at 5 p.m. at the Betsy Hotel, 1440 Ocean Drive, Miami Beach, with travel expert and author Stephanie Abrams for a wine and cheese reception at the Betsy Writers Room. Email Stephanie. Let her know you'll be in attendance. Stephanie@sabrams.com. That's Stephanie@sabrams.com. Be there, or they'll start rumors about you.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Biz Talk Radio.
Save this date, November 8th at 5 p.m. at the Betsy Hotel in South Beach, Florida. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Please join me for a wine and cheese reception at the Betsy's Writer's Room, hosted by hotel owner Jonathan Plutzik, for a Meet the Author chat where I'll read an excerpt of my novel Rumors, do a book signing for those who show up with rumors in hand, or acquire rumors at the event. And if you have any travel inquiries, I'll be happy to answer your questions. Drop me a line at Stephanie@SAbrams.com. That's Stephanie@SABRAMS.com. So I'll expect you. See you on November 8th at 5 p.m. at the Betsy Hotel at 1440 Ocean Drive, Miami Beach, Florida. Be there, or we'll start rumors about you.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled. And that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica. Our Jamaica.
Learn more at visitjamaica.com. That's visitjamaica.com.
The magic is happening at Yankee Candle Village in South Deerfield, Mass. One of New England's most popular attractions, the village is a unique, entertaining world of fun, fantasy, food, and fragrance for the whole family. It's also the world's largest candle shop, where kids and grown-ups can make their own candles. The village is home to the enchanting Black Forest, where it snows year-round. Santa's Workshop, where he welcomes visitors every day of the year. And the Bavarian Christmas Village, filled with sparkling holiday ornaments. In addition to over 400,000 candles, you'll find toys, gifts, and more from great names like Pandora and Vera Bradley. And with tasty treats from Yankee Candy, Fresh Fudge, and Popcornopolis, every day is a holiday. Or sit down with the family for a wonderful meal at the award-winning Chandler's Restaurant. Yankee Candle Village in South Deerfield, Mass., where families come for the candles and stay for the fun. Take the Mass Pike to I-91, exit 24.
Portions of today's show brought to you in part by Malta, where you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com and click on deals and look for See New York and Save 15%.
Travel tips, news, information, and more from your personal travel expert, Stephanie Abrams. It's Travelers 411.
I wish you were with us during the commercial breaks. Honestly, David,
I'm glad they weren't for that commercial break.
We've got to get live stream audio in here online or something, or video it and put it up after, because we have some of the most entertaining moments. So I'm telling you, today is Flag Day.
Love it.
June 14th. We are not talking about the White House. We're not even talking about the Betty White House. we're talking about the Betsy Ross House. Good that this is an entertaining show. Yes. And I have Lisa Mulder, the director of the Betsy Ross House, on the line with us live from Philadelphia. And I can't tell you how much I appreciate your making time for us on Flag Day, because I know you must have a packed agenda at the Betsy Ross House today.
Oh, absolutely. This is our biggest day of the year. Where better to celebrate the birth of the American flag than at its birthplace? So we've got family-friendly entertainment all day, patriotic ceremonies, a naturalization ceremony. So we're very busy today.
Oh, wow. I went to a naturalization ceremony at the Norman Rockwell Museum in Berkshire County, where we originate from the beautiful Berkshire Crown Plaza Hotel in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, the heart of Berkshire County. And that was the most moving event. And Senator or Congressman? Dowling, Ben Dowling.
Senator Dowling.
He came... Downing, and Deval Patrick, our governor, came, and there were all kinds of judges and other dignitaries and the families and friends of people who were receiving their citizenship, and it was and to be doing it at the Norman Rockwell Museum, surrounded by the paintings of the Four Freedoms, it was just amazing. But to do it on Flag Day at Betsy Ross's house in Philadelphia, oh my goodness, that really heightens an already amazing event. You must get
right,
chills.
I hope that the people who are taking the oath of citizenship understand how special that is. I do believe they do.
Oh, I know they do.
We've been doing this for several years now, and I tear up every time.
You tear up. I watch. I think there were 72 people that day. Was it 72 or 27? It was my lucky number. I don't remember which order it went in. Maybe it was 27 people that day that were being confirmed as American citizens. And they ranged from in their 20s to in their 80s or close to 90. And there wasn't a dry eye in the house. I mean, including mine. I mean, I know these people from a donut. But you had to relate to them and feel their pride and their struggle and, you know, what was behind them and what they saw in front of them as their future. And it was just a moment of pure beauty. Just pure. And these folks in the room, both the people being conferred citizenship and the people that came to be there to celebrate this event with them, both family, friends, and politicians and, you know, other people, and people like me who were invited to come. There was a rainbow of color in that room from, I think it was something like, there were as many countries represented as there were people being confirmed. So it was this beautiful amalgamation of the threads that make the tapestry of America. It was just gorgeous. Now let's talk about the Betsy Ross House. I have been to the Betsy Ross House on many occasions, and 100 years ago when I used to teach little people, we'd do a trip to Philly and visit all the historic places. And of course, one of the places we would go to is the Betsy Ross House, because it is one of those unique experiences. You can learn about the flag, but to do it in the place were, you know, associated with Betsy Ross herself. My goodness. So we're going to take a quick break and come back, and we want to get a little history on the house and Betsy Ross and some of the, you know, the mythological stories about maybe she really didn't design or make the flag. So let's talk about that, too. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams talking about the Betsy Ross House with Lisa Mulder, the director in Philadelphia. Don't leave me. We'll be right back.
Join us online after the show for special non-previously aired content and interviews at travelers411.com/online-exclusive.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street, between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners, and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Biz Talk Radio.
Save this date, time, and place. November 8th at 5 p.m. at the Betsy Hotel on Ocean Drive in Miami Beach's South Beach. Join travel expert and author of Rumors, Stephanie Abrams, at a wine and cheese reception at the Betsy Hotel in South Beach, Miami Beach, Florida, hosted by hotel owner Jonathan Plutzik. Stephanie will chat with attendees about her novel Rumors, read an excerpt from the book, answer questions, and sign books for those who bring their copy of Rumors along. And for those who choose to acquire a copy at the event, drop Stephanie a note to let her know to expect you at Stephanie@sabrams.com. That's November 8th at 5 p.m. at the Betsy Hotel, 1440 Ocean Drive in Miami Beach. She'll be looking for you.
Travel tips, news, information, and more from your personal travel expert, Stephanie Abrams.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am delighted to have on the line with us live from Philadelphia on this Flag Day, June 14th, Lisa Mulder, the director of the Betsy Ross House. How long have you been the director, Lisa?
I've been the director for 7-8 years, but I was here as curator for 5 years before that.
So this is
my 13th year here.
So you are the best person to be speaking with, for sure. Let's talk a bit about what does one see when one goes to the Betsy Ross House in Philadelphia?
We are fairly unique as far as historic house museums go, because we're one of the few that celebrates the life of a woman. We're one of the few that celebrates the life of a middle-class person and an urban household. So, you know, we're not Mount Vernon. We're not a big estate from a wealthy dead white guy. we're a little tiny row home in the heart of the historic district of Philadelphia that celebrates this wonderful woman. So she's really the counterpart to a lot of the travelers today. She was a single mother, working mother, struggling to raise her kids on her own during wartime. So it's a really interesting and unique story. So we've got this, as I said, we've got this beautiful 1740s row home where Betsy lived from 1776 to 1779. And as you tour the house, you get to see her upholstery shop. You get to see the bedroom that she rented. You get to see an 18th century kitchen. We've got two brand new audio tours, one for adults, one we designed just for children, because we do have a large audience of younger folks. We've got a beautiful shaded courtyard where we have lots of free public programming like storytelling. We frequently have colonial chocolate making demonstrations. And it's the location of our big Flag Day festivities today. So it's a really lovely place to visit.
Let's talk a little bit about Betsy Ross. Was she born in that house? Did she buy the house, rent the house? What's the deal on that?
Not a lot of people know this, but Betsy was actually a Jersey girl. She was born in Gloucester, New Jersey in 1752. And she lived there in a farmhouse until she was 3 years old. And her father was a house carpenter. And the city was rapidly expanding at that time. So he felt like for business purposes, it was worth his while to move the family to Philadelphia, where he would get a lot of work, which was a great decision because he became very wealthy and one of the most famous house carpenters of that time, of the mid-18th century.
What was his name?
So she moved to a home a few blocks from where we are now when she was three, and she moved all over the city. She was an apprentice for an upholsterer for a little while on Chestnut Street, and then when she finished up her apprenticeship, she moved to another home on Chestnut Street and hopped around for quite a bit before she finally ended up here in 1776. She never owned a home. She was never wealthy, so she just rented a space here after the death of her first husband.
Now, you said that you see her upholstery workshop, so to speak. So was that the way that she made a living, doing upholstery?
Yeah, another one of those misconceptions about Betsy that we clear up here. She was not a seamstress. A lot of, even the tour guides who come by the Betsy Ross house who are not affiliated with us, we hear them say all the time, Betsy was a seamstress, and people assume that means she made clothes. Right. That's not the case. She was an upholsterer. And in the 18th century, an upholsterer is similar to interior decorator today. So she would make curtains, table coverings, seat coverings. She would make slip cases and more of the dainty needlework. Her husband, who was also an upholsterer, he would do the what we're more used to in terms of upholstery, like the stuffing of furniture.
I got two sofas that could use her attention right now. Too bad, you're not on the line.
Our upholstery shop... I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm saying, you know, it's too bad that I'm not talking to Betsy Ross right now. I'd make a deal for her to come up and visit us in the Berkshires. And we'll pick out some fabric together and do a little reupholstering. But go on.
Sounds perfect.
Yeah.
So our upholstery shop is actually a working upholstery shop. We're the only 18th century upholstery shop in the country. Williamsburg doesn't even have one. And our Betsy Ross interpreters are excellent sewers. And they actually make bed curtains, window curtains, slip cases, and they make those curtains and slip cases in the upholstery shop as part of their interpretation of the house, and then we take those things and hang them in the house in other rooms. So it's a great little exhibit that we've got going on. We call it a living exhibit.
That's very cool. But do they do everything by hand, the way she, or whatever equipment she might have used in terms of what was available at the time?
Absolutely. Yeah, the sewing machine was invented after Betsy's death, so all of the sewing that she did was by hand, and that's what our interpreters do as well.
Have you done or have you considered doing any of those mansion-type houses where they invite people to come in and... I guess they call them decorator showcases, and they have different people come in and decorate this room or that room? That would be such a cool thing to do.
We've actually I'm not going to mention any names, but we did approach very famous, highly visited historic house museum, and we suggested that we create the bed curtains for this house because they're in the middle of a reinterpretation and redesign. So we're hoping, and they're open to it. So there is a chance that our Betsy Ross interpreters will make the bed curtains for another very prominent historic house museum in this country, which would be a really cool partnership.
But it's not in Pennsylvania.
It's not in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, well, that's kind of an interesting thing because... I don't know if they still do it, but on Long Island, there is a house called Falaise, which in French means cliff, and it was the country home, and I want to say it's in Kings Point, Long Island. It's in Nassau County. It was the country home of Solomon Guggenheim and his wife. I can't think of her name. Patricia something. He bought her... he bought her Newsday, the newspaper, so she'd have something to do. This was her little toy.
Wow.
And he was very much involved in, he was very tight with the community that was busy getting ready for creating rockets to the moon and whatnot, and he was very tight with Lindbergh. There's the Lindbergh bedroom and whatnot. But and you can go visit it by appointment. You have to make an appointment to go because they only take a very small group at a time, like 6 people or 9 people at a time can get into the house. But on those grounds, there's another building. And there's one building that's the state. Well, it used to be the stable. They now do displays and things. It looks like a big castle. But there's another house, a historic house on that property, and they do those decorative showrooms, so showcases. And I think, David, didn't the mount in Lenox, Mr. Isby, wake up? Didn't the mount? You did have a rough night.
No, sorry. Multitasking here. Yes, go ahead, yes.
Listen, you're also producing the show, so, you know, who am I to talk? Didn't the Mount do a decorator showcase where they had people come in and do different rooms up? I think...
Oh, a couple years back. Yes,
yeah,
I think they did.
It was the home of Edith Wharton.
Yes.
Who wrote lots of books and is very famous for her one of her books, The Decoration of Houses, which was written in, I think, was 1885. So there are a number of houses I could think of that could use the Betsy Ross touch, and it would be great for them as well as you as a marvelous marketing tool to remind people about the Betsy Ross house while bringing something special and unique to the place that you're dealing with. I'll bet there are some historic hotels, too, that would be thrilled to have a Betsy Ross room. Well, you and I have to talk off the air, darling, because my mind is...
Absolutely. I love that idea.
I, you know, because, well, you've got the organization Historic Hotels of America, and there are historic hotels all over the place, and wouldn't it be grand for them to be able to have a Betsy Ross room, and you have a relationship and a wonderful marketing tool for both of you. I'll send you my
consulting
bill.
Right, well, you know, it would be a great fundraising tool for us as well.
Without a doubt.
Funding to historic sites isn't what it used to be, so that would be a really interesting way for us to create funds for our operations.
Okay, hold that thought. We've got to take a quick commercial break. Stay with me, people. We'll be right back.
Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy with 3 islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Don't miss the beauty of Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings and enjoy the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. Advance reservations are required, and in addition, up to 2 children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Experience being in Amtrak's New York state of mind. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. For details, visit Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number 1 by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed.
adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Biz Talk Radio.
Save this date, November 8th at 5 p.m. at the Betsy Hotel in South Beach, Florida. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Please join me for a wine and cheese reception at the Betsy's Writer's Room, hosted by hotel owner Jonathan Plutzik, for a Meet the Author chat where I'll read an excerpt of my novel, Rumors. Do a book signing for those who show up with rumors in hand, or acquire rumors at the event. And if you have any travel inquiries, I'll be happy to answer your questions. Drop me a line at Stephanie at sabrams.com. That's Stephanie at sabrams.com. So I'll expect you. See you on November 8th at 5 p.m. at the Betsy Hotel at 1440 Ocean Drive, Miami Beach, Florida. Be there, or we'll start rumors about you.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled, and that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica, our Jamaica.
Learn more at visitjamaica.com. That's visitjamaica.com. Buckle your seatbelt and tune in to Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, airing coast to coast weekly on Sundays in the 5 p.m. Eastern time slot. For a list of cities and stations where Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams will air, visit Stephanie's blog at sabrams.com/blog and biztv.com. If you're traveling, check local listings in cities including New York, Boston, Miami, Atlanta, Tampa, Orlando, Houston, Dallas, Las Vegas, Nashville, Los Angeles, and more. more.
Viaja con Stephanie Abrams en travelers411.com. Travel with Stephanie Abrams at travelers411.com.
This is my country.
Travel tips, news, information, and more from your personal travel expert, Stephanie Abrams.
You know, it's fascinating, the protocol that has grown up around the American flag. And you can learn so much about that at the Betsy Ross House in Philadelphia. And Philadelphia is a wonderfully historic city with so many interesting places to visit. But they also have the Philadelphia Museum of Fine Arts, which is marvelous. And I haven't been there yet, but a few years ago, and I'm going to say it's about 5 or 6 years now, I think it's called the Museum of the Constitution. Have I got that right, Lisa? I have Lisa Mulder, the director of the Betsy Ross House, on the line. Is that the name of the place?
It's the National Constitution Center.
All right, that's the one.
So you were close.
Yeah, I've got it. I've got the concept. I may not have all the words in the right places. That I understand is fabulous. And for those of you who have seen that Nicolas Cage National Treasure movie, you see a bunch of Philadelphia near the end of the film, and maybe that'll inspire you to, if you're traveling into the region for business, to spend a few extra days and really get to see what's there besides all the companies that you went there to do business with. For those of you in my audience homeschooling children, this is a place you have to go. It is essential to understanding the beginnings of the United States, and certainly the flag being the kind of pivotal point around which everything else is, for want of a better term, embroidered. What else do we need to know about the experience at the Betsy Ross House and Betsy Ross that will put my listeners over the edge to put this a visit to Philadelphia and the Betsy Ross House as a must-do this summer?
I think people are surprised to see what life was like for a middle-class person. As I said earlier in our interview, you get to know how the rich lived when you visit some of the historic house museums elsewhere in the country. But to really fully understand what life was like for people like us in the 18th century, you know, the middle class, the working class, and to understand the struggles that Betsy went through during this really turbulent time in American history. You know, as we were saying earlier, there are so many naysayers who say, oh, Betsy didn't make the flag. You know what? Think what you will. I firmly believe that she did. But that aside, she was such an inspirational woman to be widowed twice before the age of 30, to have birth seven daughters and have two of them die as infants, to lose her mother, father, and sister all within days of each other of the yellow fever epidemic, all while, you know, British soldiers were possibly occupying her house. But she continued to run her business to keep herself afloat and her daughters afloat during a very troublesome time in Philadelphia and in America. It's a really inspirational story, and she, I think she's a wonderful symbol for what patriotism is.
You know, you made a remark earlier that really resonated with me about how often people will come to visit the Betsy Ross House in Philadelphia, and they may even be associated with some historic site somewhere else where they are tour guides or they have visited and learned things that weren't correct. There is so much erroneous information delivered by guides in so many places. I often tell people about an experience I had at the monastery in Palma de Mallorca where Chopin lived for a time period, and I went there twice, and and the second tour guide's story was entirely different, the first tour guide's story. But I have great faith that given your longevity at the Betsy Ross House, first as curator, now as director, that what goes on there is the real deal. And what's the website people can check out to visit the Betsy Ross House?
It's historicphiladelphia.org. We're run by a nonprofit organization called Historic Philadelphia, and you'll see all the wonderful things our organization does, not just the Betsy Ross House. Wonderful tours, after-hours tours of Independence Hall that includes dinner, really great stuff that we do.
Well, I'm going to go spend some time at historicphiladelphia.org, and maybe what we'll do is put together a show about Philadelphia, because it is a rich tapestry of America's history. Thank you for joining us this Flag Day. Stay with me, everybody. So much more to come. We're flying high.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. And if you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.